Hey everyone! Today I am going to share with you, Brother likes being dressed as a girl. It was early July when Cynthia Chandler went into the hospital to have her baby. What she didn't know was that she was having twins. The first to be born was a little girl and soon thereafter a little boy. Now most twins born like this were just paternal, but in this case the twins looked exactly alike except for obvious differences. They named the girl Paula and the boy Patrick. The doctors and nurses all fawned over the two babies. Everyone thought they were so cute. I was sitting in the living room watching television when my sister Paula came rushing in. She had a distressed look on her face and she came over to sit next to me. "Pat, I have a problem. Maybe you can help me with it?" "And what is that, sis?" I asked. "Well, I met this guy at school today and, well..."
"Well, what, sis?"
"Well, he wants to take me out to a movie, but his brother wants to go along. And he wants to meet my sister."
"Your sister? We don't have any sisters."
"That is the problem. I told him I had a sister. It was the only way he would go out with me. And he is so cute."
"Well, what do you propose to do, sis?"
"Well, I was thinking that maybe you would be my sister."
"Huh? What are you talking about, Paula?"
"Well, I talked to Mom and she said it would be fun. She said she would help."
"Well, can't you get one of your friends?"
"Not really, Pat. I told him that I have a twin sister. But Paula, all the kids at school know us."
"I know they do, but this is a new kid and he doesn't know you."
"Oh, okay, sis, but you are going to owe me big time."
"Oh, thank you, Patrick. You don't know what this means to me." Now, the fact that we looked exactly alike had a big part to play in this whole thing. I, however, had never thought about dressing as a girl, nor wanted to. But Paula and I were so close as twins could be. When she hurt, I hurt, and vice versa. It was like some uncanny connection. Our mother was all for the idea of dressing me like a girl. Somehow I think she harbored the secret thought and feeling that she wished I had been born a girl. Well, the fat was in the fire. I had agreed so that afternoon after school, my mother and sister began to work their magic on me. I was told to go into the bathroom and to get ready for a bath. My mother came in while I was undressing. Being as how I was a normal teenage boy, I was kinda embarrassed.
"Mom, what are you doing here?"
"Well, Patrick, you have to know what to do. I am going to help you to get ready. Now finish getting undressed and get in the tub, please." I finished undressing and Mom took some scented bubble bath and poured it into the running water. The stuff smelled like roses and I really liked the smell. She told me to soak in the water for a while, then she told me to stand up. When I stood up, she spread some awful smelling stuff all over me. "Now stand there for about 15 minutes, honey." As I stood in the tub, my mother went and got some of my sister's scented shampoo. She began to wash my hair, and when done, she wrapped a towel around my head like I had seen my sister do so many times.
"Okay, honey, you can sit back down now."
When I sat down, I noticed that all my body hair was coming off in the water. Then Mom took a razor and told me to stand up for a minute. She started with the razor on my pubic area and around my cock and balls. She expertly shaved my pubic area into a little upside-down V-shape. I had to admit that it felt a little funny. Mom helped me to wash, and when I was done and she was toweling me off, she smiled and kept calling me her little girl. I thought Mom had lost it. Mom started to put some powder on me and it smelled like lilacs or something like that. I didn't have to shave my face as I hadn't started to grow a beard yet. My face was still baby smooth and hairless. When she was done, she wrapped the towel around me and patted me on the behind as I went to my room. Mom followed me and told Paula to bring the things she had gotten out for me to wear. Now, I wasn't very big. I was only 5'3" tall and had a slender build. I was surprised that most of the things that my sister had gotten fit me really well. Mom picked up what looked like a corset and wrapped it around my waist. She hooked it up in front and told me to raise my arms as high above my head as I could. When I did this, she started to pull the laces in the back. As she pulled them tighter and tighter, my sister was standing there telling her how far to go. When she was done, my waist went from a size 27 to about a size 22, almost the same as my sister. Mother smiled as she continued with what she was doing, and I must say it was beginning to turn me on. What Mom had put on me was a waist cincher designed to just pull in the waist. The effect that it had, however, made the flesh of my pectoral muscles push in and up, creating some small but realistic-looking breasts. Next, Mom picked up a bra and told me to put my arms through the straps. As he hooked it in back, the small breasts filled up the bra cups. My sister was now smiling and clapping. Next, Mom picked up a pair of my sister's satin panties and told me to step into them. Before she pulled them up my legs, she took her finger and shoved my balls up into my body cavity. She picked up a roll of tape and taped them up there. It was uncomfortable for a while, but did get better. Mom took my cock and pulled it back between my legs and taped it up also. Now, if I had to go to the bathroom, I would have to sit like a girl would have to. She pulled the blue satin panties up my legs, and I had to admit, it felt good. As they were pulled into place around my tiny waist, I looked down and I was just as flat in front as any girl would be. There that will conceal a multitude of sins, laughed Mom. Next came the nylons, a pair of hers that had elastic at the top and lots of lace. She didn't think pantyhose would be appropriate. I was led to the bed and sat down. My sister took the skirt she had chosen and held it up to me. This ought to do the trick, she said with a smile. The skirt was an exact copy of what she was wearing. It was black and came down just to the middle of my thigh. Next, she picked up red silk blouse and told me to put it on. I put it on but had a hard time with the buttons because they were backwards. Paula helped me with the buttons, and after it was on, she kissed me on the cheek. Mom motioned for me to go sit at my sister's vanity, and she and Paula started to do my makeup. Mom put on a light coat of foundation, and Paula applied the powder. Then Paula started to do eyeshadow, blush, rouge, lipstick, and mascara. She smiled when she was done and turned me around to look in the mirror. There, staring back at me, was an exact duplicate of my sister Paula. My hair was fairly long, so it was easy for Mom to style it in a feminine fashion. When done, Paula put some shoes on my feet. They were heels, and I had a hard time walking in them. Mom told me to walk back and forth across the room to get used to them. As I walked, I noticed that my hips swayed like Paula's did. The heels weren't that tall, but it was still hard because I had never attempted this before. Once I got used to them, it was a breeze, and Paula was smiling. I was beginning to like this whole thing. The aspect of being the date for another boy, however, wasn't too appealing. What if he recognized that I wasn't a real girl? What would happen? Would he beat the hell out of me? These are questions that I had to sort out in my mind. You look simply lovely, Patrick. You can't tell the difference between your sister and you, said Mother. If Dad sees me like this, I will simply die, I said. I don't think you should worry about that, Han, said Mom. Well, he is bound to see you, Patrick. He will be home in about half an hour, said Paula. This was something that I was worried about. After all, I was his son, his only son, and we did a lot together. What would be his reaction to all of this? I finally dismissed it and went about trying to be as much like a girl as I could. My twin sister was a big help. She was showing me how to sit, how to walk, how to stand, and even how to talk. It was fairly easy for me to sound like my sister because I had a high voice anyway. As we went into the living room, I sat on the couch and crossed my legs like my sister was doing. It was hard at first, but I quickly got used to it. I was sitting there talking to my sister when Dad walked in. Dad wasn't a very big man, about 5'11", tall, but very muscular. He had red hair and was all Irish in his appearance. He was a carpenter, and because of that, he was fairly strong. When he saw my sister and me sitting there, he nearly fell over. Just what is going on here, Cynthia? He asked. Well, Patrick has graciously agreed to helping his sister out tonight. What do you mean, Mother? He asked again. Well, Paula needed a favor to see some boy tonight. The boy's parents wouldn't let him go out to a movie without someone going along. So Paula told him that she would get her sister to go along. Oh, is that all? Patrick's father looked at him, and despite all, there was a smile on his face. He began to laugh and looked at both Paula and Patrick sitting next to each other. Well, if anyone can pull this off, it is you two. You look exactly alike, and if I didn't know you, I would get you mixed up. They all laughed, and Paula gave Patrick a kiss on the forehead. It was like a dream. Come here, you two, and let me look at you, said Dad. We both walked over to him sitting there in his recliner. He took a hold of both of us and pulled us into his lap. As we sat down, he hugged us both. You look very nice, Patrick, or should I call you Patricia? I guess Patricia would fit the occasion, Dad, I said. He squeezed us both and kissed us on the cheek. Well, tell me about this boy, Paula. Well, his name is John, and he is in one of my classes. He asked me to the fall dance tonight and then to a movie, but he could only go if my sister went with me, said Paula. But you don't have a sister, sweetie. I know that, Dad. But he doesn't know that. He is new in school, so I asked Patrick if he would do me this favor. And she will owe me big time, Dad, I said. Well, okay, son, as long as your mother approves. Approves, Mom nearly jumped out of her chair when Paula told her of her plan, I said. We all laughed and the doorbell rang. Mom went to get the door, and there on the porch were two boys. John wasn't very big, maybe 5'8", tall, but his friend was at least 6 inches taller. Mom let them in, and they came into the living room. Paula went over to John so she could introduce him to all of us. Mom, Dad, this is John, she said. Hello, John, and who is this with you? Asked Dad. This is my cousin Peter. He will be here for the rest of the year. He got into some trouble at home, and his mom and dad sent him to stay with us for a while. Hello, Peter, said Paula. Dad got up and went over to the two boys. He reached out his hand and offered it to the two boys. John and Peter shook his hand, and he offered them a seat. Let's talk a while, said Dad. Talk about what, sir? Asked John. Well, for one, what are your plans for tonight? Well, we are going to the dance at school. It will be over at 9 p.m., and we decided to take the girls to a movie. What time will the movie be over? It gets out at 11:30, sir, said Peter. Okay, as long as you have the girls back here by midnight. We promise, sir, said John. Now, I was surprised that these two had such manners, and I was impressed. I would later find out that John's father was in the military, and that is the way he addressed all adult males. The two boys took our hands and walked us out to the car. John wasn't old enough to drive yet, but his cousin Peter was. I didn't know what to do as we got in the cab. Peter opened the door for me and I thanked him in my most girlish voice. Paula and John got in the back seat and we all drove off. The school was only a short ride away, so it didn't take long. Unbeknownst to me, my sister had told several of her close friends about her plan, and when we met them, they went right along with the charade. I was beginning to like all of this. Peter got everything for me. We danced and danced, both slow and fast dances, and I was having a ball. I had never had this much fun as a boy. I started to think that there was something cool about being a girl. The dance seemed to end too fast, and it was time to go. The two boys escorted us to the car, and we left for the local drive-in. The movie that was playing was a mystery, yet there was some lovey-dovey on the screen. Peter insisted that I sit close to him, and as we watched the movie, he put his arm around me. It felt very strange, but I didn't object. I looked in the mirror and saw Paula and John kissing in the back seat. Peter looked at me and took me by the waist and planted a kiss on my mouth. I tried to pull away, but he held me tight. I decided to go along and actually found myself responding to his kiss. You know, you are very beautiful, Patricia, he said. Thank you, Peter. Why did you do that? I asked. Do what? He asked. Why did you kiss me? Well, I just figured you would like it. You did, didn't you? Well, yes, I did. And I wasn't lying. He took my hand and placed it on his lap, and I could feel the heat that was there. I also noticed that he was starting to get hard. I didn't believe it myself, but my own cock was straining against the panties and the tape between my legs. I was actually getting turned on by all of this. As I was trying to fathom all of this, I looked in the mirror and saw that Paula had lowered her head and was doing something to John. He was moaning and moving around on the back seat. I looked over at Peter, and he had a smile on his face. He glanced down to the bulge in his pants, and all I could do was stare. He placed my hand on his hardening cock and started to make me massage it through his trousers. I looked in the rearview mirror and noticed that Paula and John were kissing again. She had the biggest smile on his face, one to rival Peter's. We didn't get to see much of the movie, as I repeated what I had just done several more times. I couldn't believe that I had done it at all. My mind started to wander, and I wondered if I should have been a girl instead of a boy. The movie ended, and the boys took us home. We made a date for the following Friday. Paula smiled at me, and we both laughed. Paula, I am scared and worried. Why is that, Patrick? Well, Peter got me to suck his cock. I didn't want to at first, but after a while, I liked it. I even like being dressed like a girl. Well, we will have to talk to Mom and Dad about this. I don't mean what you did, but just the fact that you like being a girl. What am I going to do? What if Peter runs into me at school as Patrick? That is a question. Do you really like being my sister? Well, yes, I do. I feel a lot closer to you. That night, as we all sat in the living room, I expressed my desires to Mom and Dad. Dad was kind of crushed knowing that I would rather be a girl, but he said he would support me in whatever I chose. Mom was elated and said she would make some phone calls and see what they had to do to get me enrolled as a girl. This was to be the start of a life that led to my total happiness. My twin sister and I were never closer. As far as the world would be concerned, my parents now had a set of twin girls, and no one would be the wiser. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it.